This is KUT. The federal government approved a temporary extension of the state's Medicaid waiver yesterday. This accounts for about $6 billion a year that Texas gets to cover things like health care at hospitals for people without insurance, as well as some ongoing innovations. But advocates and providers say this just buys lawmakers some time in dealing with some of the long-term problems in the state. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
According to this deal struck up between the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and Texas health officials, pretty much nothing is changing in the next year. The feds renewed the state's current 1115 Medicaid waiver until December 2017. In a way, this is a big win for a lot of people here, not least of all, hospitals.
Well, I think it's a very positive development. Again, this is funding that's very important to hospitals.
That's John Hawkins with the Texas Hospital Association. About $3 billion in that waiver reimburse hospitals for what they spend on people without insurance. Hawkins says having that funding nailed down for at least another year is good news for hospital administrators.
Hospitals are trying to budget right now for the next fiscal year. So I think it's really important to get this temporary extension in place to provide us a bridge to a more permanent solution.
And by permanent solution, Hawkins means a way to deal with the large number of people without health insurance in Texas. Right now, hospitals are shouldering a lot of that cost. And the current model, which just got extended, is not feasible in the long term, says Ann Dunkelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
The letter that the Fed sent us today do make it clear that in 2018, there will be a reduction in the size of the uncompensated care pool, no matter what happens.
Dunkelberg says in the future, the state will likely have $1 billion fewer dollars to spend on reimbursing hospitals for that care. And that reality is something that lawmakers are going to have to start planning for now.
So the question for Texas is not whether or not we're going to lose some of our uncompensated care pool funding. It's a question of whether or not we will take some action by 2018 to replace that funding.
One way to replace that funding, Dunkelberg says, is to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. That way, fewer people aren't insured in the first place. John Hawkins with the Texas Hospital Association argues it's worth looking into a free market solution to the state's uncompensated care woes. The other $3 billion the state gets in this Medicaid waiver will go to healthcare innovations, which providers say have been pretty popular. And Dunkelberg says that's set to be phased out, too. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.